Welcome to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, where we specialise in succession law, civil disputes and litigation in Queensland. If you want to safeguard your assets, navigate estate planning with confidence, or resolve legal conflicts effectively, you're in the right place. Join me each week as we break down complex legal issues into clear, practical insights, helping you protect your legacy and find solutions with certainty. So let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I am your host, Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law. And today we are continuing our August theme of gifting in your will with a very popular gift that people give in their will, which is a gift to charity. So a lot of people, you know, through their lives have been touched by different charities. Very popular ones that I find are RSPCA, Cancer Council, Fred Hollows Foundation. Those are the kind of charities that I usually see where people want to leave some kind of gift. Now, one thing to be mindful of when we're talking about charities is that you can also give a portion of your residue estate, so everything else, once you've let go of specific gifts, after we've done all our specific gifting, you're left with your residue estate, and you can give a percentage of your residue estate to a charity. That is not a problem. But for today, we're going to talk about what I more commonly see, which is some kind of specific gift, usually monetary. So what people would like to do is say, I want to give $5,000, $10,000, $50,000 to this charity. Now, when you're gifting to charities, you have to be quite specific. It needs to be quite specific the way that you write your charity. Now, very conveniently, and you know, I use it all the time, most major charities in Australia, if you Google bequest in your will, and let's just say Oxfam, let's give an example, Oxfam, they will have wording to use. And that wording will include the correct name of the charity, along with its Australian business number, its ABN, and it will say the purpose of the gift. So you have to be very specific in the name of the charity, the ABN of the charity, and the purpose. And usually I put in most of my wills, it's like a general purpose, and you also specify who can take on the gift, and usually they have some wording for you. The things that I like to think about additionally when we're looking to gift a charity is generally, you know, what we'd think about when we're gifting any kind of monetary amount in our estate. But one thing I like to look at is how does that fit in with the rest of your estate? So for example, if you want to be generous and give $100,000 to, let's say, RSPCA, but your estate is only worth $300,000, that's quite a significant portion that's going to charity. We have to consider, is that going to be the subject of a family provision application in the future? You've provided more for the charity than you have for individuals. The other thing to think about is in terms of monetary value, specific gifts go first. So let's continue with our $100,000 charity example. $100,000 would be going to that charity before any of your residue gets distributed. So it may be that when you come see me, you've got quite a significant estate and $100,000 is worthwhile. But then you have some great holidays, you spend a little, maybe more realistic, you know, you're using the funds for medical care or something like that, and your estate diminishes over time, that gift still comes out first. So you might end up with quite a smaller estate and that gift is coming out first, leaving less for the rest of your beneficiaries, less than you wanted. So it's just part of the general estate plan chit chat talk that we have, talking about risk, talking about what might happen when you're determining the value. But I think it's really wonderful, regardless, to leave a gift in your will. The other thing that I will mention very briefly is that if your will becomes challenged or it becomes part of a family provision application and you have given a significant amount of money to a charity, they will get involved. Like they will defend their gifting in a way. So it just adds another, it can add another level of complexity when you get into that position. But that's why I always say you need to speak with a qualified legal practitioner about your estate plan, your wishes, and how you want them to be followed. You can also, just moving away from monetary gift, you can leave a specific asset if you have one to a charity, but it's the same thing. If you specify something very particular like an asset and that gift fails, so let's say you've said, I want to give a property to the RSPCA, but then you sell that property before you change your will and before before you have passed away, they may make a claim against your estate for compensation for the failure of that gift. So it's just a matter of being really super aware of what is happening, looking at your estate overall. And, you know, sometimes people come to me and they feel like it's just a little bit maybe nosy that I'm asking about their assets and their liabilities. But the reason I am is making sure that you, you know, your estate, you're able to fulfill the wishes that you want in your will. So it's only a quick one today in terms of charity gifts. So if you want to get your will done, I've given you some food for thought. You've thought, oh, fantastic, I've always wanted to leave something in my will for a charity. You can hop on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au. You can book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar, and we can talk about your estate plan, your charitable gift, and how that fits in. I am so looking forward to speaking to you next week, which is our last week of gifting, and we're going to talk about right to reside. So thank you so much for listening, and I will speak to you next week. See you later. That's a wrap for this episode of the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I hope you found today's insights helpful in navigating your legal journey. If you're ready to take the next step in securing your legacy or finally dealing with your dispute, visit www.vicarlaw.com.au to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar. You can also subscribe to our newsletter or find out more about today's topic. Your future begins now, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, I'm Lydia Vicar, signing off. The Vicar Podcast comprises general information and does not serve as a substitute for professional advice. Prior to making any legal decisions, individuals are advised to seek independent professional guidance and assess the suitability of this information for their own individual goals and objectives.